5.2.
In this presentation, I'd like to talk about the way the process of budgeting is put into practice in a very particular context in the developing world. I'll start by briefly summarising the way budgeting is done in large companies. Then I'll explain how this works in the developing world with the microfinancing of low-income people who want to start a business. After that, we'll look at what it means to create a budget in this context. We'll then move on to give some specific examples of how this has worked and finish by evaluating the success of the process. So, to begin with, business as we understand it. Normally, when we think about budgets and preparing budgets, we think of large companies or large businesses. And normally, there are different departments that prepare a budget, and these are all put together by an accountant or an accounting team. In other words, they coordinate and manage the whole budgeting process. However, what I want to focus on today is the way that budgeting is done by very small companies in the developing world. When I say very small, I have in mind some situations where the company might consist only of an individual person, like a farmer or a woman who makes just one product, perhaps by hand. First of all, let's look at who these people are and the kind of help they can get. They don't have high incomes, but they can often get microfinance help from institutions who maybe show them how they can save or lend them some money. We use the term micro because the institutions that offer this kind of financial help are usually much smaller than banks, and they are sometimes associated with non-governmental agencies such as UNICEF or Oxfam. They are commonly known as MFIs, in other words, microfinance institutions. Their clients, the developing world workers, are the kind of people that banks would never give a loan to. So an example of the kind of help an MFI can offer is that they can show someone how to save money. Then, when they reach their savings target, they can offer them a small loan to get a business started, or perhaps to expand a current business. However, it's important to remember that in this context, expanding a business might mean buying another two cows so a farmer can increase his milk production. Moving on now to the budgeting process. How does that work in this context? Well, MFIs offer their clients a whole range of services, and this includes training people how to prepare a budget. It's interesting because, in many ways, the people who get microfinance loans, the clients, have to follow many of the same steps as large companies in order to get their loan. This means the first step often involves them working out what their overall objective is. But instead of being something like become a market leader in electronics, it's more likely to be something a bit more human, such as provide a better life and education for my children. Following on from this, longer-term plans are set. However, they usually aren't set in terms of increasing profit by a certain percentage, but they could be something like plant another field of corn to increase production. Then, the third step is just the same as big business. The client receiving the loan has to prepare a budget that shows what they think their income will be for the next year and gives details on how they plan to look after their family while being able to pay back the loan at the same time. Obviously, MFIs give people training on how to do this, and this helps to develop their overall ability in how to deal with money and finance. So, let's now have a look at an example from Indonesia.